Señor presidente.
President, delegates of states, parties, observers, survivors, Colombia welcomes this opportunity to reiterate its commitment and support to the convention and measures in the Oslo Action Plan, particularly when it comes to cooperation and assistance. For 2022, three resources from the investment project and consolidation of comprehensive anti-personnel mine action and the post-conflict events, we have seen $2,735,000,000 coming from the national budget allocated to mine action. These resources were allocated to comprehensive victim lines, risk prevention, and differentiated action focus. We've had cross-cutting support for comprehensive mine action. Moreover, Colombia has making a budgetary effort to fund operations through the Brigade of Engineers and the demining battalions. These fall under the Ministry of Defense. With the resources from the General National Budget for 2022, we have planned to have resources to the tune of $13 million, focusing on covering staff costs and functioning costs of the various operations for this year. As regards cooperation and assistance resources, the government has received contributions to the National Anti-Mine Plan of around $125 million. These resources are coming from donor countries to civilian organizations focusing on demining and that are accredited in Colombia in order to fund priority operations that have been designated by the national authority. They've enabled us to comply with strategic anti-mine action plans. As regards the 42 measures, regards alternative financing, we would highlight non-refundable financial cooperation from the Howard Proved Fund from the United States through the Presidential Cooperation Fund. As regards the Brigade of Engineers on humanitarian demining number one, there have been $38,100,000, and this has gone to focusing on staff resourcing and equipping the team of demining engineers from 2017 to 2021. As regards to measure 43, promoting a resource mobilization, the government of Colombia, with the support of the international community on mine clearance and as a result of the multi-donor fund from the UN for 2022, we have been managing resources to implement the following projects. One, to strengthen national capacity and local capacity for mine clearance by designing and implementing quality strategies applying to risk education on anti-personnel mines in Colombia. Two, providing information regarding contamination by signatories to the peace agreement in 2016. And when it comes to promoting cooperation activities, Colombia has a plan for 2023 with a strategy for coordination and implementation of technical assistance at the national level. This is done with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry regarding cooperation. We have ensured coordination across the various bodies providing assistance and the programs and projects that have been supported by the national government based on the real needs of communities and the local authorities. South-South cooperation has been being rolled out with the support of Japan, trying to support with Cambodia and Colombia and Japan, and we have seen the third phase of the project being rolled out. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome the initiatives and thank donor countries for their support. This has enabled Colombia to move forward with its goal of declaring their land free of mines. Like in recent years, we would like to provide South-South cooperation to other states that have been affected, with whom we will continue to work together to achieve a world free of mines. Thank you very much indeed, sir.